Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 3. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about."
If you are to disciple others, you need testimonies to your Father's faithfulness and power.
Often these testimonies are a result of trials you've endured where your very faith was tested.
Our Father brings about or allows difficulties and impossibilities in your life, not only to reveal His power and love, but also to test the genuineness of your trust in Him.
Let's explore Abraham's trust-grounded obedience in light of facing extreme difficulty.
The patriarch had neared the century mark, and his wife Sarah was well beyond childbearing years. But their promised son had not yet arrived.
This was no obstacle for their mighty God.
And when long-awaited Isaac had become a teenager, God tested Abraham in a way that would have pierced the heart of any of us.
What would you have done if you were asked to offer up your only child as a sacrifice? Both testaments are clear that besides revealing His power and love through us, our God tests those who are His so we can show how authentic our trust is. Through testing and trials, our Father can determine both the fidelity of our relationship with Him and our readiness to follow His ways no matter what.
God tested the Israelites over and over as an example for us today.
And in the Newer Testament, Jesus forewarned Peter about a forthcoming test on his faith. "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers."
Notice that Jesus didn't pray that the test wouldn't come, but that Peter's trust wouldn't fail.
Afterward, Peter would use his experience to strengthen others.
Persevering under trial of testing shows our love for our Father.
And having endured his own test of trust, Peter sums up our Father's goal for all of us when we endure trials in which we face difficulties and impossibilities. "These trials have come so that your trust, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed."
When trials beset you or those close to you in the faith, our Lord wants you to turn to His indwelling Spirit for comfort and strength.
In the God of all comfort, you find the grace you need to press on. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
No trial is easy, otherwise it wouldn't be a trial.
But that trial is designed by your Father especially for you, to develop your character and for you to have a testimony that reveals your confidence in Him.
Testing is your opportunity to acquire a testimony to His glory.
And He won't waste your experience.
When you get through your painful situation, you'll be given a chance to help someone else experience our Lord's grace and to encourage others to turn to Him. God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
Revealing our Lord through your testimony of how He brought you through trials and difficulties is what a hurting and hopeless world needs to hear.
Testifying to the comfort your Father gave you is often a door opener for reaching unbelievers and then discipling them.
After your trial is over, remember the apostles' declaration about their Lord and His mighty power. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
More than teaching about the Bible, the world needs to hear living testimonies which bear witness to Jesus as Lord, the source of all truth and spiritual power.
Then they'll realize that your Heavenly Father is real and not just someone the Bible writes about.